This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Week one may be over, but the season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to get your $200 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Welcome into the Billy Stats Best Bets podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Today is September the 19th, and I am your host, Billy Stats. Some call me Bama Billy, Bay Area Billy, Barnes Bastion Billy, Basketball Billy, Round Ball Billy, Bracket Billy, Billy Lex. It doesn't matter what you want to call me. All that matters is that you're tuning in to this podcast, and I can't thank you enough. Another day of college football is in the books, and we had another great day of football. It started out with drama with Purdue and Notre Dame. Notre Dame wouldn't let Purdue bring in their big drum. I feel like that was pretty petty, pretty stupid, but hey, when you're the home team, I suppose that you can make any rule that you want for the away team. And Notre Dame actually looked okay. They had looked terrible in the first two games of the season. They won 27-13 against Purdue. Arkansas had no letdown after their big win against Texas last week. They beat Georgia Southern 45-10. They covered the 23-point spread easy. The closing line for Georgia South Carolina was 31.5. It looked like the Bulldogs were going to cover that the entire game. South Carolina scores pretty late and covers the 31.5. Georgia might be the best team in college football right now. Their win against Clemson certainly doesn't look as good as it would have in years past, but it's still a win against probably maybe the best team in the ACC. They crushed UAB last week, and I do think UAB is a little bit better than that showing. They just don't have the players to play with Georgia. And, of course, this week they beat South Carolina. Those are three decent wins for sure. Maybe the best team in the league. I just don't know if they can score with Alabama. Speaking of Alabama, they go down to the swamp and sneak out with a two-point victory. Florida played really well. And they didn't even have Anthony Richardson, the backup quarterback, who is very dynamic on the ground. I think he was resting for Tennessee after pulling maybe a hammy last week. You never know what could have happened if Florida would have had him. I'm not going to go down all these games. Auburn played Penn State really close last night in what was a really entertaining game to watch. Ole Miss looked great against Tulane. We saw Oklahoma struggle with them earlier in the season. And Fresno State. I was pretty high on UCLA. I thought they might have it together this year. The offense actually looked like it was flowing under Chip Kelly, and Fresno State won 40-37. Yesterday, I didn't have a great day. I still won money. I won about $10. I'm not betting as much as I usually do. I'm only putting like typically $12 to $20 on games. I did put $40 on Marshall. That's what really crushed me, and they actually got beat outright. I had Marshall as a 9.5-point favorite, put $40 on it. East Carolina storms back to win 42-38. But that's what I would say. I would say you don't always have to put a ton of money on these games, sprinkle some money in on a lot of them, and I think that you can come out ahead with a good record and a decent return on investment, even though you're not spending a ton of money. I finished 7-5 yesterday, won $9.10. Again, Marshall really, really hurt that, or I could have won way more money than that. As for today, the NFL slate doesn't make me want to sit on my couch all Sunday long. However, there are some pretty intriguing games that I do want to pay attention to. Of course, my 49ers are playing the Eagles, who looked really good last week, despite playing an Atlanta Falcons team, who I think is probably one of the worst three teams in the league. 49ers -3. My first thought with this game is I kind of want to find a way to get the Eagles in a teaser, whether it's 6 points, 7 points, 10 points. I mean, you could go all the way up to 13 if you just really wanted to, but find a way to get them in a teaser. I don't know what to make out of Denver-Jacksonville. I don't think Jacksonville's that good. The Broncos open up as a 6-point favorite, but it almost seems like Trevor Lawrence didn't play awful, I guess, and this could be one of those games to where it doesn't really make sense that Jacksonville wins the game in the NFL, but they win the game, you know? So I'm not touching that. The Browns open up as a 13-point favorite against the Texans. That number feels like a lot, and I do think the Browns are the better team for sure. But, you know, they like to run the ball. They like to grind it out. I don't know if I'm going to touch that game either. Another game, the Bills and the Dolphins. Bills open up as a 3.5-point favorite. Last week was a huge disappointment for me. I was on the Bills -6.5 against the Steelers, and they didn't show up. And Steelers are always that team that's like decent, right? Like, they're not ever that good. They hover around that 7-9, 9-7 record, and they surprise teams throughout the year. I just really wasn't expecting the Bills not to show up in week one. I do think this is a bounce-back game for them. -3.5 on the road in Miami. I think if you can throw the Bills in a teaser, I like that as well. A game that I really do want to watch, and I know the media has just covered the Rams like crazy. They love Matthew Stafford, but I do. I know he's a Georgia Bulldog, but I do think he did not get that fair of a chance in Detroit. I know he had Megatron for a couple years, but that running game was never there. The offensive line was never there. So I do like that Stafford is in a place where he does have receivers to throw the ball to. The Rams are 3.5-point favorite traveling to Indy. I don't think the Colts have anything for them. I like the Rams in that one. I want to see what Joe Burrow does in game two. They're playing Chicago. The Bengals are a 1.5-point underdog. Burrow looked good last week. Jamar Chase looked good. I want to see if that offensive line can protect Burrow, and is he going to have a good season? Is he going to make Cincinnati a team that you don't really want to play in that division? And if so, that might be a really, really tough division to kind of make the playoffs out of this year. The Ravens didn't look terrible against the Raiders on Monday Night Football. As I mentioned, the Steelers beat the Bills, and the Browns really had the Chiefs on the ropes the entire game. But it's hard to keep Patrick Mahomes down. I know a game that potentially Titans fans are interested in is the Vikings traveling to the Arizona Cardinals. Last week was very unexpected. Kyler Murray came in and just torched the Titans defense. It wasn't even close. They're a 4-point favorite against the Vikings today. Kyler Murray has had a past of playing really good one game and really terrible the next. So let's see if they can put together two. That would be an intriguing game at 4. I kind of like that. Throw them in a teaser as well. I think you could probably get good value out of that. The Buccaneers, 12.5-point favorite against Atlanta. That number seems right. It just seems high for the NFL, even though Atlanta got crushed by the Eagles last week. I'm probably never going to touch double-digit lines. Titans travel to Seattle as a 6-point dog. It's going to be a tough game number two after just getting blown out by the Cardinals. I don't know if they can go into Seattle and win, especially with the way Russell Wilson played last week. I'm kind of inclined to take the Seahawks there. Sunday Night Football, Chiefs, Ravens. Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite. I know it's on the road, but that number seems fairly low. I know the Ravens didn't look terrible, but they didn't look explosive enough to hang with the Chiefs. I kind of like the Chiefs minus 3.5 there as well. And then finally, Monday Night Football, the Lions at the Packers. Packers are 12-point favorite. I don't think I'm going to bet on the Packers at all this year because I just don't know what you're going to get out of them. I know Aaron Rodgers doesn't care. And when he decides that he doesn't care, he just it affects the entire team. So I'm probably not touching that game either. So there's a couple of games that have good value. I would throw in a couple of teasers there, maybe get 10 points on those games. I do want to tell you, if you get on DraftKings Sportsbook right now, you get a 20% boost on every afternoon game this Sunday. So 20% boost, that is against the spread, that's the money line, that's over-under. 20%, you may not think that is a lot, but if you're betting on these games anyways, use the 20%. I did that all last Sunday and won quite a bit of money. That's all I got. Let's get ready. Get your fantasy lineups in. Get your bets in. There's some money to be made on this Sunday. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank DraftKings Sportsbook for presenting this podcast. And as always, I want to thank the 37 because without you guys, none of this would be possible. I'll be back again next week. Catch you then.